Welcome to the I Quit Podcast with Rachel B. Foy. Your host, Rachel B. Foy.
Hey, quitters. Welcome back to season 3 with the I Quit Podcast with Rachel B. Foy. Let me tell you, it has been a minute, but that's not because I have been twiddling my thumbs. That's because I've been in the pandemic with you. I've been homeschooling like you, and I have been trying to quit all of the negative things that are being thrown at me in life. So welcome back, quitters. This season of the I Quit Podcast, I am beyond excited about everyone that we have in the lineup. For sure, today's episode is extra special because you're going to be talking to my girls. You heard it. My two daughters are going to be on the podcast. So needless to say, whenever you guys hear this episode of the podcast, we're right in the middle of making the decisions with going back to school. So it's no longer a question of to school or not to school. The question is, will you do it remotely or will you do it in person? You know, will it be virtual learning or will it be in-person learning on the campus? And listen, this episode, honestly, is not about that. Because the truth of the matter is, every parent is taking the information they have and making the best sound decision they can for their family. Speaking of family, part of why I'm having the girls on the show today is I truly believe that we as women, as a mom, we truly set the tone for our household. You know what I mean? So will you set the tone where your household is one of encouragement and uplifting? Or are you going to set the tone where there's anxiousness and there's constant uncertainty? Like, hear me and hear me when I say this. We truly can set the tone even in the midst of the chaos. We can help be the example to our kids of how to keep our calm, how to be in the chaos of the world, but we don't have to allow the chaos to come into us. Okay, so why am I saying all that? Because you have to understand that much of what I do involves my daughters, okay? My two daughters. You've heard me talk about them, Mila and Brooklyn. Love them to life. So I'm always intentional about what I'm teaching my daughters, whether I'm teaching them about Jesus or if I'm teaching them about joy, whether it's the power of our words, positive self-image, and just making sure they understand their beauty, ensuring that they embrace their boldness and their creativity. But most importantly, with my 7 and 8 year old, I make sure they understand that they have a voice and their voice will not be dismissed. So right now at this time, why is that so important? Because I believe we have forgotten an intricate piece of the conversation about going back to school virtually or whether it is in person on campus. And this is why. One of the arguments right now that teachers are saying, I was a former educator. One of the arguments right now is very, very clear, which is people are making these decisions who have never been in education. Okay, so educators are not part of the conversation when these decisions are being made. You know what I mean? Where you may be in a business or you may be, I start laughing because the people may start cringing now, but y'all hold tight. Listen, you know good and well, you have been part of an organization or you've seen it done. And the question is, well, why are the people making the decisions? They don't even know what they're talking about. Or let's say it this way. The people who should have input on this decision, who are going to be affected the most by the decision, have no say. What does all of that mean? My question for you this episode is, have you taken the time to hear the voices inside your home? Yeah, I'm gonna wait a second on that one. This is going to be a candid conversation with my daughters, because with all of the talking that's out there, with all of the conversations, with all of the data and the statistics, and I understand everything that's being said. And as a parent, you are going to make the best decision for your children. But here's my question. Did anyone stop to allow the kids to have a voice? Now, listen, I'm not even telling you to allow your 7 and your 8-year-old to make the decision, because that is not what's happening up in my household. Okay? That's not what's happening. However, the very ones who are going to be affected, for example, like seniors, it's their senior year. Of course, you want to be safe, but have you stopped to ask them, like, hey, how are you feeling about this? How do you feel about going to school, actually being on campus? How do you feel about your senior year? And what about our 7 and 8-year-olds, our second graders and our third graders? Don't forget, they are experiencing this just like we are. With everything, if we consider all things, they are truly at the brunt of feeling it, because they want to see their friends, but they don't understand how unsafe it is. It's all these different things. But have we stopped to ask the voices inside our household? And that's what we're going to do today. We are going to have a candid look. So if you have some of your friends, your girlfriends, your homeboys, your husbands, whomever it may be, this is an episode for them to hear, so that they can hear from a child's perspective, how are they feeling? We cannot forego the voice of the most important people in this entire situation, which is our kids. As parents, we're going to do the best we can and make the best decisions we can for our kids. But we cannot forget that our kids are yet experiencing it too. So hang tight this episode of the I Quit podcast while we take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Hi everyone, this is Liz Faubliss here to let you know about my children's book, You Have a Superpower. It's part of a series of books I've written to empower, to inspire, and to help young girls everywhere realize you have special talents and special gifts that make you an amazing person. I call them superpowers because these extraordinary talents, whether it's math, science, art, sports, or even writing, can help change the way people look at themselves and the world just by watching how confident you are about your extraordinary gifts. It's the perfect book for any young woman who needs a positive reminder that she's smart, gifted, and important. You Have a Superpower is available on Amazon.com. Order yours today, and you let that special young girl in your life know she can change the world one superpower at a time.
Welcome back to the I Quit podcast with Rachel B. Foy. Welcome. So we have been talking about to school or not to school. That used to be the question, but we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that our kids will be entering this time of uncertainty, whether they are going to be learning virtually, remotely, or whether they will be learning in person, on campus, a combination of both. There's just so many different things out there. But before we left, we were talking about understanding that as moms, as women, that we truly set the tone for our household. And I know, like you know, there are always little ears and little eyes that are listening to everything we're saying. and truly watching what we're doing. So I always want to make sure that I'm an example for my daughters, especially now. I have had, during the pandemic, I've had to pull out some of my very own life strategies, whether it was journaling, whether it was dancing, whether it was taking some me time, setting boundaries, but really being able to get through this pandemic and stay in a good positive mental state. But that's enough about me. I have two amazing guests here. I have my wonderful daughters, Mila and Brooklyn, and I'm gonna let them introduce themselves. Okay, go ahead, girls.
Hello, America.
They came up with that on their own. Okay, girls, so do you have anything you want to say hello to the listeners?
Yes, I want to say hello to, if you're listening, Miss Raya.
Okay, so tell them who you are. What's your name?
My name is Mila Michelle Foy.
And how old are you, Mila?
8 years old. I just turned 8 on January 12th.
Okay, and what grade are you going to this year?
I'm going to 3rd grade.
And how about you, your sister? What's your name, little one?
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn, how old are you?
I turned 7 on March 15th.
March 15th. And Brooklyn, what grade are you going to? So, Brooklyn, so tell us again, Brooklyn, what grade are you going to?
I'm going to 2nd grade.
Going to 2nd grade. Okay, girls, so I want you to talk about, okay, stop touching that, Brooklyn. Listen, we're talking about modeling, people. All right, so I want you guys to just kind of talk a little bit about what it's been like going through the pandemic and not being able to take our vacations and knowing some people now who have had COVID-19. Mila, why don't we start with you?
It's been hard. It's been hard for a lot of people, and especially for my daddy and my mama's friend, Mr. Ryan and Miss Cinda. They had COVID. Their kids did not have COVID though. And then Aunt Sade's mother had COVID.
Not her mom, her grandmother.
Her grandmother had COVID, and she passed away Friday night.
I'm not sure exactly when, but we have actually known people who had COVID. So we know that COVID is very serious. It's not a hoax. It is not just something that's being made up. We know people who have had it, and unfortunately, go ahead.
It's not some kind of joke. If you actually like start thinking that it's not a big deal, like you don't care, you might end up getting it and dying.
What about you, Brooklyn? How has it been this summer? Summer's been real different. How's summer been for you, Brooklyn?
I like, because we went to a beach house. It had a pool, a bedroom. It had 3 bedrooms. It had a bunk bedroom. It had 3 bedrooms. It had a big kitchen. It had stairs. It had 2 bathrooms.
Sounds like it was an amazing place. And so why did we have to go to the Airbnb this year, to the beach house, instead of where we usually get to go?
Because there was probably too many people there. So we just went to a beach house. And we probably went to the wrong one because it did not have no 2 bedrooms.
Beach house also because whenever it, even if there wasn't a lot of people there, there's still people there, and if they get on a ride, they would have to clean it right after, so the next people would get on, because anybody could have it, and so that means that if you don't clean it, you could get it. So I think that's why we also didn't go, and the parents definitely did not want the kids to get it, and they didn't want to get it, and they definitely didn't want our grandma to get it.
So as you guys can see, my children are quite vocal, and that's a lot of what I want to instill in them, what my husband and I instill in them, is being able to communicate exactly what they're feeling and experiencing. So this summer, we typically go on an annual summer trip to Kima Boardwalk. So we usually go down there, we stay in some condos and spend a couple days down there, and we ride the attractions, yeah, and have fun. But this year, with the pandemic, we had decided we were going to completely cancel the trip. But then, just thinking about my nephew, he is a senior this year. We just didn't want to cancel everything, not do anything. So we took precautions and we wanted to social distance. And we found a place that had a pool. Because we go spend all that money at Kima Boardwalk and all they want to do is get in the pool. So we wanted to make sure there was a pool. But girls, so summer was very different. But let's talk about school. We're getting ready to start school. Brooklyn, how you feeling about that, starting school in second grade?
No, because I might not know everything, because I don't know if I'm going to stay home or go, because I still want to spend time with my grandma. So, because I want her to stay safe, so she doesn't get it, or in my papa and any of my family. And also, I don't want my cousins to get it. And my cousin Nunu, he's going off to college next year.
So Brooklyn, would it be fair for us to say that you have a little concern about going to school this year?
I don't know.
You don't know. Okay, that's very good. And part of what you're saying about somebody else getting it is because we know with the pandemic, but with COVID, that it's highly transmittable, just meaning that you can get it and you may not have any symptoms at all or no signs and not get sick, but that you can bring it back and then someone else could get it and they could have signs, right? So why are we so concerned about grandma?
If she gets it, the elderly, if they get it, it's very, very, very likely that they can die.
Okay, this is what, I'm not laughing because she said the elderly can die. I'm laughing because she called her grandmother elderly. So when this goes out, her grandmother is going to have, she is going to have a partial fit that she was called elderly. Okay, back to all seriousness. No, you're right. So older people, really anyone who has other underlying conditions, they can really...
'Cause Grandma Gwen, she has diabetes, so we can't actually let her get there, because so I miss my grandma, because I want her to stay safe, and my Aunt Carolyn, I want her to feel better, and Aunt Carolyn is pretty funny.
That is fantastic. Guys, I know you're getting so much out of this conversation and just hearing these girls talk. We are going to take a quick break, and then we'll be right back with the I Quit Podcast.
You are listening to the I Quit Podcast with Rachel B. Foy.
Welcome back, quitters. Today, I have my special guest, Mila Foy and Brooklyn Foy, my two daughters, and they have been sharing with you guys their reservations and just some of what they experienced this summer, as well as getting ready to go back to school. So, Mila, there was some time this summer that you ended up journaling. Can you kind of tell us or just give some advice to kids out there? Why do you journal and what is journaling for you?
Well, why do I journal? I journal to a lot of kids or a lot of people. Sometimes they journal because they express their feelings out and it makes them feel better.
Come on, girl. Educate the people.
It might make them, like, feel better about how it's gonna feel, and or it might make you realize of how things can be better.
So why do you journal, Mila? Why were you journaling this summer?
I journaled because I was sad and I was mad.
What were you mad about?
Good question, Brooklyn.
I was just mad because I was just mad at how things had been and how different it will be, and that we're not gonna get to do the things that we usually do. And it made me feel mad because I didn't like that. I didn't like how it was, but I realized that I can't change how things are.
You can only change what?
I can only change how I am.
You feel.
Mm-hmm.
You can only change how you feel.
That's right, Brooklyn. You can only change how you feel.
And you can't do anything about anything else. You just gotta stop feeling mad.
And it's okay to feel mad, is it?
Yeah,
it
it's is. Okay to feel mad. But you need to control yourself of being mad or happy.
Because come on, Brooklyn! Okay!
Because too much of anger can lead you to a bad future. Mm. It can lead your family to a bad future.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you're mad and you stay mad, things don't end up good. It doesn't end well because people could get hurt. You could get hurt.
Oh, shucking. Yeah, this is all true.
A lot of things can happen when you're that mad. So sometimes you just need to, like, express it with, like, journaling or talk about it to someone.
Very good. So, Brooklyn, what about you? Did you journal any this summer?
Not a lot because I really...
Brooklyn.
Did you journal any this summer? That's my mom, guys. Come on up here, mama. Listen, when she hears this podcast, she is really going to be tickled. Okay, she says she's not coming. All right, Brooklyn, what about you? Did you journal this summer? What were you telling us about journaling?
I didn't journal.
Okay.
A lot because I wanted Mila to play dog with me, but she doesn't always want to. She wants to sit around and watch TV all day or go to sleep.
Oh, my. Okay, I am not going to mute you, but honey, listen. Now, what? Okay, so you put all your sister business out there. Okay, so you didn't journal because you wanted to play and Mila wouldn't play. So that made you upset. So, Brooklyn, how did you work through that? Because when you go back to school, whether it's here at home, or if you go to school on campus, you may want to play dolls, but it's not going to be time to play dolls. How do you work through that and get over that frustration?
Well, at home, when I'm with Mila, I get over my frustration to play by myself or go ask somebody else to play with me. But Daddy never, ever, ever wants to play with me.
He never wants to play dolls with you?
No.
He plays
mommy does.
Yes, mommy does.
Mommy always plays dolls with me when I asked her.
All right, so last parting words. What kind of advice, Mila, would you like to give kids who are getting ready to go back to school?
I'm done.
I would like to give them the advice of, I want to give them some advice about, so if you are going to school, even if you're staying home, stay positive. Don't
a lot of kids are afraid. I get afraid too. And that's okay. It's fine, but when you do get afraid, remember that you're never alone. You don't have to be scared. It's okay to be scared, but you don't always have to be scared. If you need someone to be there, you can. If you have a close friend, then just ask. You can be with them. If you need, like, after school or something, talk to your parents about it. Before school, talk to them and ask you. And know that you're never alone. You have your teacher, and you always have God. God will always be with you, so never be afraid to do anything that you want to do. If it's doing something, if it's something you want to do while you're young or something, go for it. I would give little kids that advice. And kids that are really young, just make sure that if you get scared, all you have to do is you can talk to a teacher about it, because you always have your teacher. She can always help you with anything, and you always have your parents. So, like, if you're still scared while school's still going, I mean, make new friends. That'll make you feel better. Talk to your parents. Do different things to help you get over your fear.
Very good. Mila, thank you so much for sharing your insight. And we thank Brooklyn. Brooklyn left the interview. She said, I'm done. She left the interview. But Mila, thank you so much for sharing. And before, I always ask the guests what they quit. So what did you have to quit? What have you quit so far?
I've quit being angry about stuff I've quit being afraid to, like, stand up for myself. I've been able to do more of that. I haven't been afraid to walk up to someone and tell them what I need to tell them. Mm-hmm. That's what I quit. I quit being afraid.
High five, girl. Mommy's so proud of you. Thank you, sweetheart.
Oh, thank you for having me today, Rachel.
Okay, you get to say Rachel because we're on the podcast, but you know, you're welcome, sweetheart. Thank you for sharing your wisdom. Thank you for using your voice for good.
You're welcome. Bye.
Mila out.
Okay, now she's doing the most. Okay, get over it. No, guys, but the main point with everything that I've said, everything that the girls have said, what I want you to take from this episode more than anything is strategies. And the easiest but most overlooked strategy is to actually communicate. To sit down with your child, whether it's a senior in high school or whether it's a first grader or second grader. They too, like I said, are experiencing this pandemic. So I challenge you, with all the chaos that's going on, I challenge you to find some calm, find some peace, and find some certainty. What are you certain of? You are certain, number one, that you are going to make the best decision that you possibly can with the information you have and taking all things into consideration. The second thing, you know that everything you are doing is for the betterment of your child, but the wholeness of the kiddo. Not just academics, not just athletics, not just education, not just social, but truly the full, whole, entire child, all pieces of the child. But more importantly, and probably most importantly, is that you're showing them that they have a voice, that they have the opportunity to speak on behalf of themselves. I mean, think about it. They are the ones who are going to school. Whether it be virtually, they have the questions of, am I going to be able to learn everything? Does my mom know how to teach me? Let me tell you, some of that math, I taught math. And I reached out to the teacher during the spring semester and was like, listen, ma'am, can we get an answer key? And she was in second grade. I'm like, some of the word problems are rather difficult for me. Like, yes. And y'all think I'm playing. Y'all don't judge me. It was some hard questions. But I'm just saying, the kids have the same questions. One thing, Brooklyn, before she abruptly left, Brooklyn said she was done. Just in case you didn't hear that. She said she was done and she was going to play dolls. Okay. So she said to tell you guys bye. But her concern was going to second grade that she wasn't sure she was going to know everything she needed to know to be ready for second grade. And let me tell you, that's a very valid concern. And we talked through that, let her know that we are going to have a tutor for her, that I'm sure they'll cover some other information. But just like we do every year and with everything, if there's a gap in her learning, we're going to take care of that. So what I ask you to ponder is, those who are listening right now, you may know someone who does not have the kind of support where they're going to be able to have someone who can step in and fill in the gap. So those are the ones that we definitely need to be praying for. Because regardless to whether we are educating our kids at home, virtually and remotely, or whether you make the choice to send your kid to the campus, it is your decision. But please, don't be like so much of what's happening in the world right now, where people who have no idea truly the effects and are just throwing information out there. Or even as teachers, we had often felt like all these decisions are being made, but nobody's asking the teacher. Don't forget, decisions are also being made for the future of our kids. And nobody's asking our kids, what you think about that? How do you feel about that? And again, my 7 and 8 year old aren't making any decisions up in here on whether they may decide like what kind of cereal we get, but they're understanding that they have a voice and they get to give their voice, and we take their voice and we take their concerns into consideration. And more than anything, what they have to say is important. Whether I agree with it or not, I challenge you to take the time to sit down and talk to one of the most important stakeholders in this entire situation, and that's our kids. So guys, that wraps up the episode for the I Quit podcast this season. If you enjoyed this, which I know you did, make sure you tune in for the remainder of season 3 with the I Quit podcast. We'll have a pediatrician that's going to be on. We'll also, and she'll be discussing the social and emotional aspect. We also have authors, best-selling authors who will be here. Just a number of different people. Diverse conversations this season on the I Quit podcast. And most importantly, I want you to go out and map it. Make sure every day, especially now, that you are making a positive impact today. All right, till next time, guys. I'm Rachel B. Foyd with the I Quit podcast. Bye, quitters.
For more information on Rachel B. Foyd, please visit www.rachelbfoy.com.